Kristy Miller, K-R-I-S-T-Y, M-I-L-L-E-R, 7170. Date of birth today is the 18th. August 18th, this is a 54-year-old woman originally from Dallas, Texas, single, no children. Was recently hospitalized because of psychiatric breakdown, crying because of depression. She wants to die, period. All her family have passed away. She's single. She has no children. Period. New paragraph. She's been having a lot of behavioral issues at the group home where she resides, with yelling, crying, and screaming, and saying that she wants to die. She was recently seen by the house psychiatrist. Her medications were adjusted, and the patient is now being evaluated and will be evaluated further for response to the medication, period. Medical problems: depression, bipolar disorder, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, schizoid disorder, and COPD, period. New paragraph, patient is incontinent, ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, reduced weight, not eating, sleeping a lot, crying, short of breath. She continues to smoke, with history of COPD. She also suffers from diabetes and hypertension, period. Medication: Zoloft 100 milligram once a day, Buspar 5 milligram 3 times a day. Some of these medications were recently increased, by the way. Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, pravastatin 40 milligram a day, insulin 15 units PRN, up to 15 units PRN of regular Humulin, Remeron 7.5 milligram once a day, nebulizer per COPD, for her COPD 4 times a day because of increased shortness of breath and wheezing issues, period. Patient also has issues with suicidal tendencies and requires being watched at all times. Surgery, colonoscopy, some kind of stomach surgery. She thinks it was gallbladder surgery. Social: smokes, doesn't drink alcohol. Family history: mom died of old age, dad died of aneurysm. History of diabetes, myocardial infarction in her brother. Medical problems as above. COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy: aspirin, doxycycline, penicillin, and tetracycline. Review of system, as was mentioned above. Blood pressure 144 over 93. Pulse 58. Respiration is 18. O2 sat 91% on room air. Heart positive, small positive, to lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds all over the place with wheezing throughout the lung fields. Abdomen soft, neck shows no JDB, skin shows no rash, aura mucosa dry, neurological non-focal lower extremity. Patient shows evidence of muscle wasting, weakness, overall debility, and protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. Assessment: here we have a 54-year-old lady who appears much, much older than stated age. Patient has lots of ronchi, rouse, issues with cough, congestion, shortness of breath related to her COPD, period. She's not eating. She's anxious. She is losing weight. She's complaining of being suicidal, wanting to die. She's ADL-dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, tachycardic. At times, no evidence of pulmonary hypertension, and no evidence of JVD or fetal edema noted. Overall, patient has a severe end-stage, severe COPD associated with depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder. I would leave the psychiatric medication per house psychiatrist. Hypertension appears to be controlled. Also has hyperlipidemia, diabetes, complains of diabetic neuropathy and pain, period. New paragraph, she's using her nebulizer at all times. She would benefit from O2, since with activity, I'm sure the O2 sat drops in the 80s, as it did throughout the evaluation when she was able to stand up and take a few steps, period. On the exam, put down O2 sats 91% on room air, 85 with activity. Then come back to assessment. Patient is on Remeron and increased dose of Zoloft and Buspar at this time to help with their psychiatric issues, period. Overall prognosis is poor for this woman. She recently was hospitalized with suicidal ideation and attempt and associated psychosis, period. Patient has not had a positive response to the medication, continues to cry, continues to throw a fit, and continues to be very difficult to console at the time of visit at the nursing home, period. New paragraph. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. Thank you.